Welcome to today's Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm Brian Adams. On today's program, we are joined by Hannah Vanderveer, director of the Knoxville Chamber of Commerce, to talk about their plans for the coming year.
And I know you've been in discussions with them recently with the board of directors, and you have a lot outlined for the coming year. What are you hoping to accomplish for 2019?
Yeah, so as a Chamber of Commerce board, we got together in October of 2018, and we looked at surveys of feedback from our members, and we kind of put together four visions for the next 10 years that we kind of based our 2019 planning on. So those visions, you know, the Knoxville Chamber of Commerce, we want to be considered the most important resource for existing and potential businesses in the Knoxville, Iowa area. The Knoxville Chamber of Commerce will contribute to Knoxville residents' quality of life through a vibrant business community. Businesses in Knoxville will understand the importance and have the routine of engaging with the Knoxville Chamber of Commerce regularly, and Knoxville Chamber of Commerce will be the tourism sales arm of the Knoxville community. So those 10-year vision statements helped us to come up with what we would do in 2019.
And certainly you're looking to project the chamber as much as possible. The new association with the Greater Des Moines Partnership will enable you to expand your footprint and your reach, and also enable the staff at this end to concentrate on things that are more Knoxville-centric, as you've mentioned.
Absolutely. That partnership with the Greater Des Moines Partnership, for us, like you said, will just help get a broader footprint, put ourselves on a map regionally. Our staff will have more resources as well as our business. So that helps us to meet those 10-year visions that we've set forward.
Part of the campaign that you've launched is the hashtag I Choose Knoxville, and it seems like some businesses have adopted that. Have you noticed it more trending on Twitter, that corporations and companies and members are starting to use that more?
Absolutely. The hashtag I Choose Knoxville has taken off. If you go on Instagram, there's over 300 posts of people who have posted a picture and used that hashtag. So we have plans in 2019 to continue that campaign, get businesses more involved, get individuals more involved. Hopefully do some video work on that and really create some good visuals for Knoxville using that hashtag.
Now, of course, Knoxville does have some obstacles to overcome. You look around downtown, there are plenty of strong businesses which have set up, but inevitably there are a few empty storefronts, a lot of places that you would like to see redeveloped, and some parts of town where the buildings need a lot of work. Are there any particular areas of town that you're targeting, or are you just trying to paint as broad a brush as possible and try to get the best for each part of town?
Basically, we do have plans in the future to focus on different areas in town. For 2019, and especially this year in 2018, our goal was really to find our footing again and create good resources and opportunities for the businesses that we currently have. Let's help them be stronger and help them grow. So that will continue in 2019. And then for 2020 and beyond, yes, we would love to start looking at that. There is the city in their strategic plan has a downtown assessment that they would like to do. So partnering with them, being able to help with that, diagnosing the problems first, and then using those diagnostics to then create a plan how we're going to move forward. And of course, with all of the movement on the VA campus, we would love to help the city in any way that we can with PR and those type of things. Just letting people know that hopefully when that land is acquired locally, getting developers in there, building up that part of Knoxville.
Of course, you have to look long-term throughout the year, and everything around these parts builds up to nationals. You're certainly going to want to get the chamber as involved as possible in promoting that. And is there anything that you believe the chamber will do to change its approach in that, or do nationals really sell themselves in a lot of ways?
You know, the racetrack and Kendra and the fair board out there do a really good job of selling themselves as a track. From a chamber standpoint, we feel that it is our role to make sure that our businesses are taking advantage of having 25,000 people in town. So we'll continue with that, continue working closely with Kendra to know what's going on at the track, to help educate our businesses, how they can get involved. Of course, we'll have our Nationals parade that we do every year. We have a few fun new plans with that. So stay tuned for more in 2019 for the Nationals parade and just how the Chamber of Commerce will be involved.
This, I believe, has been your first year operating the Chamber. And in the time that you've come here, have you seen changes, and have you been able to implement what you set out to do as the director?
Absolutely. So I have been in the office since April of 2018, so less than a year, but we've made a lot of good progress. Like I said, we've kind of found our footing again. We're providing some great resources for business again, just creating that collaborative atmosphere for our businesses wanting to work with us and wanting them to work with each other. So we've made a lot of progress. We're seeing a lot of positivity, hearing a lot of good feedback. We are on a forward momentum, and we have no plans of slowing that down.
Thanks to Hannah Vanderveer from the Knoxville Chamber of Commerce for joining us on today's program. You can find today's news 24 hours a day at KNIAKRLS.com.